Well, since all the children of God are here this morning, we're going to have a little children's chat. Isn't that cool? Yeah. So, what's in a name? Do you ever think about that when you look around and you see the name of something or, you know, name of a town or anything else? And so, what is it a name? You know, we get into marketing things. We got crackers. They call them soda crackers. Some people call them saltines. But saltines is a brand name of Nabisco, I believe.
Yes.
So, but we call them crackers. So, you think about it, you don't think about the name. Same with Vaseline. Vaseline is not anything other than the name of the company that put that on the market, but the real stuff is petroleum jelly. And I think about that because you got store brands, you go to the store, and I like brand names for the most part, like I don't think there's anything like Kraft Mayonnaise, but that's just me. Or even cream cheese, Philadelphia brand cream cheese. But there's other cream cheese. So what's the name mean so important? I know sometimes she mentioned this morning without squealing on her, but she saw somebody named Mary. And she said, I just didn't like that lady. Nothing wrong with her. I just didn't like her because she reminded me of Mary that was our tenant over here. They kind of stiffed us. So, you know, names sometimes, they do that. So,
sure.
But the most beautiful name, when Jesus said, I came in the name of the Lord, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And when we think about the name of Jesus, we automatically think of God, especially Protestant Christians or even Roman Catholics. But, and then the Holy Spirit. And I was telling you the other day, and we were in Bible study, and our theme is Jesus around the table. Jesus was really in ministry for about 3 years, but he had did some other things in the meantime, and, he was doing things, and the people where he grew up said, ha, he's the carpenter's son. But Jesus then ministered and different things, and then he said, I'm going to go home to be with the Father, but I'm going to send one greater than I, the Holy Spirit. So we think about Jesus when he ministered to all those people in the area that he was responsible for, but then we call upon the name of Jesus. But he's not here in the physical realm anymore. But he is here everywhere because of the Holy Spirit. So when you think about the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, always think that Jesus, the Son of God, blessed us with his life while he was here on earth, and then continues to bless us with his Holy Spirit, and we have the teaching and the love of Christ with us at all times. Amen.
Amen.